Tonight's story is Maximilian Villainous by Margaret Chew Greenius and Leslie Breen Withrow. Okay. Maximilian Villainous came from a long line of famous villains, but Max was different from his family. When his father stole Santa's sleigh, Max gave Santa keys to the family car. When his grandfather robbed the tooth fairy, Max left her an apology and his piggy bank. When his mother swiped Mother Nature's powers, Max sent Mother Nature to the spa. The family groaned. How is Max a villainous? One day, Max brought home a bunny.
I named him Bert, he said. Can I keep him pretty please with spikes on top?
His mother bristled. Maximilian, my poison, we are villainous. A bunny is not a suitable sidekick. Max protested. He pleaded. He pestered.
Please, oh please, oh please.
Fine, his mother said. But you must prove you are a devious duo. Succeed at one of these villainous tasks and he's yours. Otherwise, she said, the bunny hops. So here's the list. Three villainous tasks for Max. Number one, steal something. Number two, make someone cry. Number three, gain fame by being devious. Let's see how he goes. Devious is being sneaky and, you know, trying to upset people or do mean things.
Don't worry, Bart. I'll think of something, said Max. We'll steal a pot of gold.
Max built a leprechaun trap. But he hated to watch anyone walk into a trap. Oh, no. Look what happened.
Oops.
What happened?
The leprechaun trapped them.
The leprechaun trapped him instead. This is a poster on the wall, Poppy, and it says how to be the best monster you can be. Be bad, be scary, be tricky. Max, 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 said his father. Goodness grates on me, said his grandfather. That bunny is utterly harebrained, said his mother. Bart twitched. I'm not giving up, said Max. Next, they snuck up on Cupid. Should be easy to make a baby cry, Max thought. But it wasn't in their nature to pinch or poke. They simply patted. Cupid looks pretty happy being patted on the head, doesn't he, Rory?
Yeah.
You two are less villain, more snuggle bunny, said his father. For villainy's sake, said his grandfather. If only that bunny would magically disappear, said his mother. Bart jumped. Max started to sweat. They just had to succeed in a spectacular way and become famous. No more Mr. Nice Max. Max and Bart spread word throughout the bunny underground. Love to dig? Join the bunny brigade.
Mom, I want to count how many bunnies there.
Oh, we're big into counting at the moment, aren't we, Rory?
Two of them.
Yeah.
Okay,
get counting now quick because I want to keep reading the story.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
20 bunnies. That's amazing. And they're all helping. They've joined the bunny brigade.
Yeah.
They planned to plunder the Sandman's stash of magic sleeping dust. Gentle bunnies, Max yelled. Commence the digging. Except... Shh, what happened?
They all fell asleep. They were saying...
Well, that's kind of the noise of sleeping. It couldn't get any worse. But it did. As they were all trudging home...
Look, a bunny parade, shouted a little girl.
Kids flocked to watch. Some even joined in. Oh my goodness. Oh, evil up already, said his father. 13 generations of first-class villainy wiped out by a bunny, said his grandfather.
If that bunny is still here tomorrow, I will launch him into space, said his mother. Max felt sick. He couldn't imagine life without Bart. The little bunny had stolen his... Suddenly, Max had it. A positively devious idea. Mwahahahaha! Max and Bart gathered their bunny brigade and matched bunnies one by one with lonely people everywhere. They stole hearts, made people cry, happy tears, and gained fame for their kind, thoughtful act. Max and Bart were a devious duo. The family was flabbergasted.
Tricky, said his father. You've outfoxed us, said his grandfather.
My ray of darkness, clearly you take after me, said his mother. Bart, welcome to the family. I'm stealing these newspapers. I want to share them with all your aunts and uncles.
Maximilian Villainous came from a long line of famous villains. And Max, despite being different from his family, was a villainous after all. The end.
No, I'm only counting these.
No, well, we can count them after. But can I ask you something? So Max learned... that he's very kind and thoughtful. You were learning about that at kindy, weren't you?
Mum, I want to count these.
You don't want to talk about it. Okay.
So.